You are there, Atlanta Constitution, May 5th, 1913. Little Mary Fagan. Sleuths believe they can convict Fagan murderer. Atlanta Constitution, Monday, May 5th, 1913. Detectives are of opinion they have in their possession all evidence that is needed by the jury. Information secured from mysterious girl coroner's jury will resume inquest at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Factory girls will be witnesses. Detectives working on the case of Mary Fagan, the 14-year-old murdered girl whose body was found in the basement of the National Pencil Company at daybreak Sunday morning a week ago, believe that today they have in their possession evidence which will lead to the conviction of the girl's murderer, according to the statement of Harry Scott, the Pinkerton man on the case, Sunday afternoon. So important, in fact, do the detectives consider the new evidence declared Mr. Scott, that its nature will not be publicly disclosed even at the coroner's inquest, which is resumed today. No particulars would be given out, except that the information came from a girl who has not heretofore figured even in speculation in the case. We'll wait for trial. Mr. Scott went so far as to state that the new card will not be played until the trial. The reason given by the detectives for withholding whatever new evidence they may have from the hearing before the coroner on Monday is to prevent a repetition of planted evidence or other ruses to break down its significance. The detectives were busy running down clues all day Sunday, but stated that they found nothing of consequence except that of the mysterious evidence of the girl. The coroner's jury will resume its investigations Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock at police barracks, when some of the most important witnesses in the case will be placed upon the stand. Newt Lee, the Negro night watchman, will possibly be the first witness. He will once more be put through a grueling questioning with the hope that some light may be thrown upon the mystery. Girls will testify. Among other witnesses will be many of the girls and other employees at the pencil factory. About 200 employees have the subpoena as witnesses. The new grand jury will be impaneled Monday, and it is not improbable that the Fagan case will be placed in its hands on Tuesday. Frank and Newt Lee were left practically alone in the tower on Sunday, except for friends who called on Frank.